You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Once again this summer, people across Scotland are being invited to take part in a big weekend of food, fun and community action. To explain more, I'm joined now by Gráinne McCloskey, Scotland and Northern Ireland Country Manager for the Eden Project. Gráinne, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, two community initiatives, the Big Lunch and the Big Help Out, are coming together in June for a special weekend. What do you have planned for the Big Do?
So essentially, the Big Lunch has been running for a number of years now, and this year we've teamed up with the Big Help Out for the 5th to the 8th of June. We're hoping for a really big weekend of friendship, food, fun and action, and we're hoping that everyone will come together and enjoy a Big Do, a chance to meet and eat and lend a hand locally in what will be the UK's biggest celebration of community. So really, it's entirely up to you what you want to do, and whether that's something big or small, a barbecue with your neighbours, or, you know, even simply a chat on the doorstep, a local litter pick, or perhaps helping, you know, with a local village cleanup, or painting your village hall, whatever it is you want to do. It might even be that you want to connect in as a local community group to get more volunteers. We're looking forward to seeing all everybody's lovely ideas and plans and how creative people can get, because we can all do something. And we do think that it is really something that is for everyone, whatever age they are. We have a website called thebigdo.com where all of our resources are available, and they're all free. Lots of ideas and lots of things that you can order to help support your event. If you're celebrating volunteers, it is Volunteers Week after all at the same time. You can do a big lunch for that. Or if you just simply want to meet the people who live in your street, why not invite them round for a cup of tea and cake?
You're making it easier for people to organise events with some shopping vouchers also available to get the ball rolling.
So we have some Co-op vouchers to give away. The Co-op is one of our supporters. They are owned by their 7.2 million customers, and they're operating to service all. So we have some Co-op vouchers that will help you get your big lunch started. They're worth £20, and they're designed just to help you get your tea and cake together. You can get those when you've made your plans on our website at thebigdo.com. You simply pop your plans onto the map, and we will be giving out random vouchers to those people who are lucky enough to get them. And everyone will get £3 off your £10 spend voucher as well. So there's lots of help there to help you get started and to just have a lovely day of friendship, food and fun.
If people would like to get involved but might be maybe struggling for an idea, can you give us some inspiration? What kinds of events have people planned in the past?
Well, for instance, I think it's really easy to double up and do both. So for instance, say you wanted to, I don't know, like help out with one of your local charities. In Northern Ireland here, our volunteer organisations often bring people together to make things, whether that is to make, throw toys for dogs that are being trained, or whether that is to reprice jewellery. You could organise to do something like that as a little group of people and have your lunch at the same time. Lots of really good conversation, but also something to do with your hands if you feel a little bit awkward and don't know folk. So we think that it's really easy to do, because all it takes is a couple of people to sit down and a friendly person to get it started. But you can make a massive difference, because these days when everyone is so busy and the cost of living is so high, it's easy to say that you're not going to do anything at all. But actually trying something simple like that can make a massive difference that you don't even realise, you know. And if you are short of ideas, there are absolutely tons of them on our website at thebigdo.com. You just go in there and click the bit that says some ideas.
What are the benefits of taking part in community activities like this?
Essentially what it does is, I mean, if you're an organiser and you want to do more to bring people into the things that you care about, it's an opportunity to open your door. You know, people will feel welcomed and come in and find out more about what you do. And if you're someone who is living somewhere and maybe doesn't know as many people or doesn't get as much time to spend where you live locally, just taking that one day to get out there and find out more about the people who live near you can really matter, you know, in times when you need something or when they might, because they know you and feel able to ask. And likewise, you yourself, you know, those old fashioned values of community spirit, they're not gone. They just need looked after, that's all. And particularly across Scotland, we have a really strong sense of community, and we want to keep that. We want to keep it for future generations. And this is a lovely way to reach out across all of the age groups in our communities and to help people sit down and get to know each other. And when you know each other, you're just less sceptical about people. You just feel more able to reach and help and to lend a hand. And that's what the help out is all about. That element of it is all about just lending a hand, taking away the barriers, and allowing people to informally volunteer or support something for the day. And who knows, maybe like it enough to come back and do more, because we know that these days there are not as many volunteers as we need. And so getting involved and doing something like that can just lead to a whole lot more at a local level.
And what kind of support has been made available to the Eden Project in order to make the Big Do possible?
Well, as I say, we're supported by the Paris Foundation, who are all about helping people from different backgrounds get to know each other. And then, as well as that, we're supported by the co-op, and that is purely around reaching out, because the co-op have a member activator group, and they're all about helping support communities where co-ops are. So if you are near a co-op shop yourself, you can pop along and find out how to be a member and how to support the local community organisations there. But also, you could, if you're a local group, go into your co-op and find out how your community activator can support you. And in the same way, they're reaching out and using the big lunch as a way to help food bring people together, because food is a great convener. You know, it allows us to sit down and spend time together, and just, I suppose, breaks those, you know, barriers and the ice, so that you have something to do and time to sit and spend. Because these days we are all busy, and it can be really easy to just rush along with what you are focused on right now. But spending that little bit of time on others that one day can lead to a whole lot more in the future.
What's the best way for people to find out about events planned in the local area as part of the weekend and also organise their own?
Well, as I say, everything that is available is at thebigdo.com, and there's a map going live there, and that map will be where you put your plans. So if you decide to do something very small and you don't want to have a big group of people coming to it, you pop that on there and say that you would like our merchandise and the bunting and the cake toppers and things like that. And also let us know if you want that voucher, because not everybody will need it. And it's nice for the people who need it to be able to access it. You put your details there about what you're planning, and you can mark it as private or public. And then that pops up with a little dot on the map near you. If you want to invite more people to something that you're planning in June, then all you need to do is mark that as public. And in the same way, it will go live on our map, and other people can find out how to come along. And we also advertise things on Facebook, and organisers can obviously do all of their own advertising as well. The plan is to have a day where everyone sits down, shares food and fun. And that will be running from the 5th to the 8th. It's just a very simple way of saying, let's get together and do more as a community.
Gráinne McCloskey, Eden Projects Manager in Scotland. We'll be keeping our fingers crossed for fine weather and plenty of fun for the Big Do from the 5th to the 8th of June. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.